welcome to another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press in beautiful Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We are recording on Sunday, March 3rd. It's a weather extravaganza this weekend.
You can get a blizzard or you can get 70 degrees and sunny. It's Ohio in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Early spring. It's like Dairy Queen.
Blizzard.
Blizzard and sun.
Get hot food or cold ice cream.
It's the grill and chill.
Oh no,
I can't keep up, but I'll take whatever warm days we get. And now with our new dogs and doing all the walking we're doing all day long, I've only had 2 days where I had to use an umbrella in like the last month, so I think we haven't been doing too bad for poopy weather.
So you're saying it's a rough time for you?
Oh geez.
Well, sometimes it is a poopy time because, you know, all the dog shit we got to pick up. So,
yes, it's not too rough.
Thank you for picking up your dog poop when you're taking him on a walk.
Of course. Yes.
I think it's just rude if you don't.
You just can't. You have to do that.
Yes.
Not to say that I won't put it in someone else's garbage can if they're out on the street.
Yes.
It's in the tree lawn, which is city property, and it's in a city receptacle.
And you look around real quick, and you throw it in there.
Throw it in there, and that's that.
You know nothing.
Thank you, neighbor.
I'm sure somebody's
ring cam is catching that.
I don't care. It's city-owned property, and literally.
We're going to be on top of the town. Look, the shitter thrower wares.
Watch out, or I'll leave the poop in your yard.
They should have
thrown it in the garbage can, but they picked it up. It's okay. At least they picked it up. There would have been arguments. You could just see it.
Oh, that would be awesome. Oh, yeah. Actually, we should start that. That would be fun.
Yeah. Tag the mayor.
Tag the mayor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should be against the law.
I think on Monday it was a nice weather day and I was working from home and there was a chicken. In one of my neighbor's yards, we were walking the dogs, and then they started.
They saw it.
They heard it. It was rustling in the leaves, we looked. And I was like, "Oh my God, there's a chicken in our neighbor's like shrubs." It had gotten out.
Dinner?
Yeah,
and he was scratching in there doing his thing.
Yeah, he was living a good life.
But he lived across the street, and he escaped because they think they have three chickens. And he must have been out somehow, and he was across the street just rooting around in the neighbor's yard.
Maybe a she.
Having a grand old time.
Might have been a she.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I
don't know, but chickens. I mean, you know, just like a chicken.
I posted it on Talk of the Town. I just said loose on Maryline, and then everyone was like, tell us why I crossed the street.
our dogs wanted to get that chicken so bad.
Yeah.
They wanted to get that chicken.
Anyway, funny.
It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode where the dad's saying the rooster has sex with everybody. You'd have to know it, but
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that one either.
Funny.
Yeah, they live a good life, rubbing butts. That's how chickens have sex. That's how birds have sex.
Cloaca.
They rub their butts. Yes, they're cloacas.
Well, I don't know if I want to do it that way, but I will rub your butt.
Thank you,
science. I appreciate that, Jen.
Butt rubbings are nice. But I don't want no chicken babies.
Consensual.
Not only are we entertaining, we actually bring you education here on this podcast.
That's right. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Today's word is amplexus.
I thought it was cloaca.
Brought to you by Cloaca.
I thought
amplexus was a men's hormone or a men's stimulating drug.
Oh.
I'm teasing. I just made that up.
I believed it. I believed it. You were committed to it.
Liar.
I loved it.
Yep. I'm a good liar. I won 2 truths and a lie at work.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
I fooled you all. They're all fucking lies.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. They were pretty good, too.
Stop it. I'm going to mute you.
Well, if you would like to learn some more informative information, you can visit our website of FallsFreePress.com. We've had some new stuff popping up lately, including our police blotter, which continues to be the top hit.
It really is. People just love crime.
Well, I mean, it's salacious. That's what it is. It's
a big word for a little man.
Oh, wow. So he was a little weird.
Amphibia tricks or whatever.
Amplexus.
Yes, amplexus.
I mean, my favorite one that you picked out was the couple who, outside of probably the Chestnut.
Probably the Chestnut, but we don't know.
We don't know. That's that spot on Chestnut Boulevard.
Two women got into a fight and damaged a car or something while the husband was hitting the car.
Yeah, girlfriend and wife decided to have a little fun.
I don't know.
Shit happens.
Yeah. I was entertained.
It is entertaining. Yep.
This past week had some really good ones.
It did.
And like the week before, there was like nothing happened. And then all of a sudden.
There were
like,
little petty stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Venus was aligned with Mercury. I don't know.
Or some such
thing. Full moon madness. Maybe we can track the police blotter with the moon cycle.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Get that graph going.
Yeah. Data.
For that. Yep.
Keep sending your feedback to us. Tell us what you think of the show and the paper. Tell us what you think of the police blotter. You can get a hold of us on Facebook, but you can also get a hold of us by email.
False3press@gmail.com.
And I know for a fact that no one ever emails us.
They don't.
Oh, that's sad. Boo.
No, we're lonely over here. Somebody email us, please.
Also, review us on your podcatcher because no one reviews us on their podcatcher.
And we had like one or two.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Years. And nobody says anything.
We're doing such a great job, they don't need to review us.
Oh, that must be it.
Yeah, I think so. We're satisfying everybody's podcatcher needs.
Absolutely.
Or podcast needs. Something.
Yes, something. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
We got through all the preliminaries. How has everybody been the last couple weeks?
Yeah. Okay.
Solid. Stable. Haven't been ill. Ooh.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't gotten whatever the funk is going around. Everybody seems to be catching something. Don't you fucking jinx any of us. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
My colleagues have been falling like dominoes.
No. Sick, yeah.
Just sick and COVID? Sick. Okay.
Unknown. Some yes. COVID, some not.
There's a flu going around, and then there's like, you know, some RSV. COVID. And there is just something funky going on.
I wound up with like a stomach flu at one point.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
The worst.
Multiple migraines with the weather changing.
Oh, yeah. I've been battling that, too. I don't know. This weather, this up and down.
That's painful.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. It's March. It's the whole month.
I would like to do a shout out to the person that spent 5 hours with me yesterday to do my hair. It's at Identity Hair Company, and her name is Rachel. I would recommend going there if you're looking for a new hair place. She spent so much time because you guys remember I was red, and we did it ourselves. Mike did my hair for me, and I went in there and said, hey, I want to be blonde, and she maybe about passed out and said, oh, cool. So 5 hours. And wow. I'm somewhat blonde again. So, all yes. Right.
Congrats.
I'd recommend. Well, thank you. She was great. So if you're looking for a new place to go, that is right there by, you know, where Marco's Pizza is on Portage Trail. It's the hair salon right in there.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of it again?
Identity Hair Company.
Identity.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Easy
How'd
to.
How'd you hear about them?
You know, I've been looking for a new hairdresser because I had a long friend hairdresser that moved. Aww. And I've been like trying to find somebody to do my hair. You know, it's so hard to find somebody.
It's a personal. And it's very personal.
It really is personal. And you never know what you're going to get. So quite frankly, she had the earliest availability of all the places around. So I took a shot and went in there, and she did, I thought, a really great job for what she was working with. So, yeah. But
didn't you have a coworker that kind of recommended or was like, hey, I'm checking this place out or something like that?
No. Oh, this was one that I just...
just said I'm going to go here.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it is, Bart, I ran into somebody who works with you, and she gets her hair done there, and she said she listens to the podcast, so...
Oh, I'm God! Like, oh,
so, yeah, so shout out to her, too. Hi, my hair looks great, you know. So, we got a fan, and she's like, oh, I listen to the podcast.
A rare sighting.
It is a rare sighting, yeah. So, shout out to her, and it was good times.
It's great.
Well, I made, it's been a few weeks now, I made a day trip out to Medina.
Why?
To Black Cat Books and Oddities.
Black Cats. What is it called? Black Cats.
That's Books and Oddities.
Books and Oddities. I will say that my niece happens to have one of her books there. She published a book, self-published, and her book is there.
Well, many people that I work with and friends around the falls have recommended it. And it was.
Was it good?
It was an excellent place. So many things. I find Edgar Allan Poe's guest book.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a little leather-bound guest book behind his desk.
Interesting.
Are there used books, new books? I mean,
they're all new books. It's all new books. Yeah. I got a 30-day advent calendar of cryptids.
That is definitely
I've only opened two so far. I'm taking my time. But yeah, it was a good trip. Went there and then stopped over at Tweets and Geeks, which was just like a block away. And
what is that?
I did good in not, you know, filling a cart full of candy.
It has candy? What is it called?
It's a candy / game store.
Oh.
So it's got like kind of games. Like, and
video games, board games.
Board games, puzzles, toys. But yeah, they have a lot of...
Cool.
It's sort of like, in candy-wise, it's sort of like Grandpa's Candy Shop, where they have a lot of regular candy and then like a lot of stuff from like Japan.
Especially stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. Oh, okay. Maybe if we're out there, we'll have to check it out.
And then a day later, my TV crashed.
Oh.
Your TV?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
One of those, like, I went downstairs to get laundry and came back up and the TV had stopped working.
We have an extra TV if you want it.
I have gotten a new one.
Okay.
I replaced it.
We drove down to Columbus last weekend to hang out with some friends and drove by Grandpa's Cheese Barn, and I thought about Bart.
Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
We did not stop.
I was tired. I wanted to get home. Otherwise, I probably would have been tempted.
Yeah, but I was like, shout out to Bart, Grandpa's Cheese Barn.
Lovely Cheese Barn.
I'm going down to Columbus in a couple weeks, and I might end up, depending on the time.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Then pictures.
What about you, Kathy? What have you been up to?
Oh, not much, honestly.
It's been quiet over there across the street.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the weather's getting nicer. You know, things are going to start. Events are going to start happening again. Cuyahoga Falls will start waking up again.
Oh, March is super busy, according to our agenda that Bart threw together for us.
March and April.
Well,
I wanted to talk about Yuki House. Anybody ever eaten in Yuki House yet?
We haven't tried it yet. Let us know. What is it like?
It's fantastic. Jennifer, how would you describe the food? What is their menu like?
It's Japanese, a little bit of Thai with some Hawaiian fusion thrown in.
Yeah.
It's very tiny. It's on the corner of,
it's like,
at Five Corners, and it's
right across from the, Rockneys.
Rockneys.
Yes.
On Tom across Javier, right?
Rockneys. In that little strip mall place, there's a laundromat next door to it.
Yeah, there's a laundromat next door. Okay. So it's very, unassuming looking, but that's great.
Yeah. The environment isn't the best, very diner. But the people were fantastic. The food's absolutely fantastic. Last night I went in there and we've probably eaten there 5-6 times.
Yeah, like yeah, 4 or 5 times. And then Gabe keeps getting food there every week. He's always getting carrying out. He loves it.
Places. Wow.
They have like awesome lo mein. They have hibachi style and with all different choices like steak, chicken, salmon, scallops, shrimp.
Oh, really?
They have pad thai. They have pho. Really pho good. They have curries. Red, yellow,
Japanese curry.
They have spam. There's a lot of spam items you can get.
Not a lot.
Well, there's probably a handful.
They have spam musubi. So yeah. Interesting thing. So very good.
And boba. They have boba.
Oh, and
boba
they have
tea.
Boba teas. Yeah, they have all kinds of teas.
Yeah, all different kinds of boba teas. That's supposed to be one of their specialties.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. But anyway, I went in there last night and they were packed.
Their special teas.
What?
Special teas.
Yes.
Dad joke.
Just like that. Good job,
Bart.
Yeah, good bump. These are the jokes, people. Come on.
Yeah. But to my go there, they're always never that busy. I mean, they're just not. They do a nice takeout order, but you know, there's days they go in there and it's a shame because the food's fantastic. And I went there last night. The place was completely packed. There's no place to park in the parking lot. Completely full. I've never seen every single table was busy and full. And then the phone was ringing off the hook and they were finally telling people over an hour to get takeout. And
you know what? Really? I think that people are starting to discover them because if you drive by it, I mean, I remember Mike and I drove by it before and we saw that it was a little restaurant in there. We're like, is that a real restaurant or is that a front for something? Cause it looks a little fishy.
I mean,
and then I think people are starting to talk about it and discover them and realize how great their food is. Now it's going to start becoming really popular and busy.
It's a gem. And then the way it looks, don't let the way the building looks or the interior looks scare you from the food. The food's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah. So flavorful. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Speak real slow. You love hip hop and rock and roll. Dad took off when you were 4 years old. There was a good man named Paul Revere. I feel much better, baby, when you're near. You love fun dip and cherry coke. I like the way you laugh when I tell a joke. When I met you, I said my name is Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
So into our round table. Start off with bad news.
Oh, yeah.
The body of missing Calder Falls resident and mother of three, Chandra Powdit Roymal, was found this week in the woods off of Freedom Trail in Stowe. On Thursday, her husband was arraigned with a $1 million bond in charges of her murder, as well as strangulation, tampering with evidence, domestic violence, and making false alarms in the death of his wife.
This is just a sad story. It's really, you know, and it's way too common. I mean, women, you know, getting murdered by their husbands, you know, domestic abuse, and they stay silent a lot of times because of, you know, the stigma behind it and not being able to get help. And especially if she has three children, she probably stayed because of her children. And it's just, it's tragic. This was very heartbreaking. Sad. You know, as soon as I started hearing about her being missing and all that stuff, you know, we all thought the same thing probably is look at the husband, you know, and it's, I mean, obviously, he's not found guilty in a court of law yet, so we can't say that for sure he did it, but it's just a reminder of how common this is. And, you know, and I will have to say that both men and women experience it, but, you know, statistically it's more women who are being killed. So, you know, definitely if this is happening to you, there is help. Please speak up. You don't have to stay in this kind of, you know, environment, and there is help out there. Sadly, not enough. I think we need to have, you know, more resources available, but there is resources available out there to try to help you to be able to protect yourself and your children from this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. It was heartbreaking.
Yeah. I'm glad they caught him, and I hope he gets locked up forever.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to read her obituary online? Somebody posted it in Talk of the Town.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I did not.
Just where she came from and her family that she leaves behind and her kids. And, it was sad.
Yeah. Terrible.
Well, these kids are going to lose both their parents now, right?
Yes. They don't have parents anymore. They're gone.
They don't have any parents. Yeah. So it's, you know, hopefully the children are able to get help with dealing with this as well. I mean, it is a cycle, right? I mean,
the kids are just as much of a victim as the mother, really.
Yep.
It's going to affect them the rest of their lives in a terrible way. And
yeah. So, I mean, if you are in a situation like that, you don't have to stay. I know it's scary and I know it's difficult to leave, but reach out, talk to somebody, talk to a friend, talk to a trusted friend, a trusted somebody, and get up a game plan. And there is help out there for you to be able to escape. I know it feels like there isn't and you're stuck for whatever reason, financial reasons, your children's reasons, or, you know, you just truly feel like you love this person and you don't want to give up on this person. And this person tells you that they're sorry all the time, but, you know, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And you got to protect yourself. And I'm saying this like it's something very easy to do. And I know it's not. It is probably one of the most difficult things you would have to do. But it's a reminder of how it's still there. It's still happening. And women are living in this kind of, you know, torturous environment. And it's just horrific and sad. And my heart breaks for her children and her family and her friends. And it's just sad.
Go from that to El Papa's is moving to State Road in the old Dominic's Pub location. That is a terrible segue.
It is a terrible segue. It is. But El Papa's, we liked El Papa's. So I'm excited to see that they're getting a new location. I haven't tried the one that moved in on State Road yet. I forget what the name where they used to be.
Howe Avenue.
Howe Avenue. I forget what it's called, but
Acapulco Nuevo or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
Something like that. Yeah. We haven't tried that one either, but yeah, I liked Al Papa's. We did a review on them.
Yeah.
Probably a couple years ago. I think it was Alex. Yeah. Alex did a review on them. Like that.
Did you guys ever go there after they changed hands? the restaurant?
No, that's what we were saying. No, we haven't tried.
We did once.
We did. I think we had good. We
ate
takeout once, and then we sat and ate down there once.
After they changed hands.
After they changed hands.
Still good. Still pretty good.
I didn't think the food was different. I'm not a connoisseur, so I thought it was similar.
Hey, you like what you like, right? Beans, you don't have to be an expert in that food.
The menu hadn't changed yet. It might have changed by now, but back then it was the same.
Well, I love Mexican food. It's one of my absolute favorites. If you ask me, do you want to go somewhere out to eat? I'm going to say probably, somewhere with Mexican food. So the more options, the better for me, in my opinion. So
every day is taco day for Suzanne.
I love tacos. I can't. It's great. I don't know. It's just something
Monday,
about
Tuesday,
it.
Thursday, Thursday.
Tacos. Tacos. What would you like? Tacos. Mike's like, you want to go out to eat? Yes. Where do you want to go? Let's go get some tacos.
El Campesino. El Mesans.
Yeah.
It's Taco Sunday.
Yep. Now I want tacos. Dang it.
I want tacos.
I want tacos too.
Me too. Damn it.
Yeah, man.
Or it's going to be the only outlier. He's like, I want a fucking burrito. Get on board with the taco truck.
No. It's in the family.
No. Not taco.
Also in the restaurant news, Arche Brewing, today is their last day open, both their main location on Main Street and off on Merriman Road.
What happened there?
It's really loans and the interest rates.
Yeah.
They set up for a blue loan, and originally when he had the original,
interest rate, it was 3% or whatever, and then it turned into 8 or 9%.
Yeah, he did. So yes, and also
payroll.
And he never anticipated the pandemic and all that too.
And I guess everything just went to shit.
Really messed him up, and then he was playing catch up for a while, and then all of a sudden the big interest rates just became too much.
Yeah.
Successful business, he was doing well. He also said that beer consumption at his location all over the area, actually, they're saying, is down 20% to 40%. A year ago, they said that, and it's like a nationwide trend supposedly for craft beer.
That people aren't wanting to go out and
that's part of it, and also during the pandemic people started getting into cocktails a lot, so a lot of cocktail bars are doing well. Beer, like breweries are starting on the unless they're really beer. I mean, even when you're really good, obviously he made bad financial decision that he couldn't anticipate, and that's why he lost the business, but I don't know, it's tough right now. It's not a growth market anymore.
They're shrinking. Yeah, pretty saturated. You heard about a lot of breweries closing over the last several months to a year. So, bummer.
I was kind of curious because, I mean, for a while there, it's like, when we were going out doing the reviews and stuff, I'm like, man, you had craft breweries popping up everywhere.
Yeah,
breweries, microbrews and all this stuff. And I'm like, at some point, that bubble's going to burst.
Yep.
Like craft beer, unless you're like a larger, well-established craft
with distribution
kind of place.
Distribution.
And also IPAs are starting to be less and less more desirable. A lot of people are going back to lagers and
they're getting burned out.
Everything's classic cyclical styles.
They're getting burned out of the IPAs. It's like, even like I go to Drug Mart and there's a lot of IPAs, and it's just like, okay, not
too much.
Yeah, I'm more of a stout guy, but I don't mind a good IPA, but it's like, okay, I'm getting kind of tired of the IPAs,
It is what it is. I like them, but I like all the other stuff too, just as much, or if not more now.
Actually, I'll tell you, surprisingly, so I met up with Alex, little side segue. I met up with Alex last week and helped him move some stuff out of Lisa's house. And we decided to go for a beer afterwards. And we went down to Missing Mountain.
Okay.
And I was feeling different. I'm looking at the whole front page is almost all IPAs.
Oh, no.
They're kind of known for those, though.
Yeah, I mean, and they're good. I'm like, but I wasn't feeling that, So I'm sitting there, and then you go to the back page, and so I got one of their, I forget what it was called. It was an Irish red ale, and it was fucking delicious, And I haven't, had a red ale in probably 15 plus years, and I was just feeling kind of different. I'm like, and then we haven't been to Missing Mountain since we reviewed it. At least I haven't, And it was good. We got some food there, got that, typical beer pretzel. Because I love the pretzel. What's that, Kathy?
Speaking of Missing Mountain, that's the one down by the river, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
They're building that huge thing in the back there.
At the Oktoberfest, my friend and I think they had the best German beer.
Really?
The best.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
the best. And then we went there just to check it out because we hadn't been there before. And of course, we asked if they had it, and of course, they did not until next year. But yeah.
Oh, bummer.
It was. Seasonal. It's because we got there. The tickets where you can get sample
Yeah.
Oh.
A really good deal. So we had like this little 5-ounce mug, and then you get 10 tickets, and it was plenty to go sample all these different beers. You didn't like need to buy a ticket, but yeah, that was our favorite. So we tried quite a few.
Oh, very cool. Well, it's really nice to sit out there on that back patio, and you know, if you're get like on a Friday late afternoon, at you know, right after work, it's really nice.
Well, like we were looking at that because we went, you know, so they had the main building, then they had like a tent set up with like propane heaters and stuff right off the back, which was part of the patio. And then they had, you know, the other half of the patio was closed off. And then we noticed that they had like a ramp and going down towards the river that they were, it was all concreted, and it looks like they're building out to the river.
Yeah.
So they're getting ready for like kayakers and stuff like that, or people that can actually come off the river
and come right up.
That would be amazing. Get out of the kayak, go get a beer, and then go back down.
What a great plan.
I'm like, it was awesome. Like, I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm like, it reminded me kind of like of Riverside Wine Bar in Kent, you know, when they redid it, and or what used to be Riverside, now it's a restaurant. I think it's called Riverside or something like that now. But they had this awesome patio, you know, and they had like stuff going down by the river. But it was just like a deck, like an outcrop or an outlook, you know. But this one actually going down to the river, it looked like. I'm like, that's a pretty smart idea, you know. So if you're out there floating the river and whatever, and you want to stop, grab a beer, and then go back, you know, back out on it, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we went to Hi-Ho recently. Hi-Ho is still, their beer's getting better and better. And they're changing it, their different kind of styles. If you haven't been a while, you should go get a flight. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, there was a Northeast Ohio Brewery Association. They have a large group, and they had the best breweries of Northeast Ohio contest and where they ranked. And I think Missing Mountain and Hi-Ho were on it. Hi-Ho was 5, Missing Mountain was like 2 or something. And this is Northeast Ohio. So they're
nice.
They're up there.
Need to stop and get a pizza and a beer.
Yeah.
I haven't had their pizza in years.
Their pizza's
awesome.
It's where at? Where?
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. Oh, now we need tacos and pizza.
Yeah, taco pizza. Oh, I want a taco pizza.
Why not just have tacos on this side and then you have the pizza on this side? Just, you know.
Yes.
Sounds like a plan.
Fat kid hungry.
What time are we going?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, how quick will we end with this podcast, Bart? Let's go. Come on.
So, update from last June when we talked about local tax preparer Letitia Black, who helped people file false tax returns. Last week, she was officially sentenced in federal court to 12 months and a day in prison on charges of aiding and assisting and corrupt behavior obstructing Internal Revenue laws.
Whoops. You know,
why the extra day? That,
I've always heard.
Yeah, I've always heard they add a day because that means you have to do the whole sentence.
I don't know.
That's what the difference makes, but
the IRS does not have a sense of humor. That's for sure.
Mm-mm. Put it. I guess I was wrong with that sentence plus a day. It's not to make them do a full term. It's actually gives them credit to get out early for that last. Mm. If their sentence is part of a year, they get credit for so many days for that year. So they get more, they get released earlier for early release. They get more days of credit if sentence for so many years plus a day.
Wow. That's interesting.
That seems overtly complicated. Okay.
Yeah. The law is weird.
It really is.
Yeah, I was wrong about that.
The Akron Rubber Ducks want you to quack open a book.
Oh, no.
I see what you're doing.
They're giving kids a free ticket to their April 16th or 17th game if kids read 4 or more books between March 1st and April 15th.
What a great idea.
It's a pretty foul joke.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to let that one fly.
Oh, man.
Still winging it.
Oh, jeez.
And they keep it.
My arms are tired.
He just flew in.
Oh, no.
Let's get the flock out of here.
Hey, Cuyahoga Falls is currently having a safe driving initiative.
Whoop, I'm out.
Gone. Not happening.
And I'm going to have a turbo-tastic time.
I'm a safe driver if it's not at night, in the dark, in the rain.
Yeah. Or my stigmatism, everything goes.
Or if something has 4 wheels.
Right.
Well, you know. Okay, so what is this safe driving you speak of?
So apparently the most frequent complaint the city gets from residents is speeding in neighborhoods, rolling through stop signs.
Yep.
And as they're trying to take a proactive step to improve safety on the street and throughout the city.
I admire them for trying.
There's a link on this, and I'll share it here, on the city's website about this. If you want, you can take the safe driving pledge. You'll receive a packet when you fill out the form. In it, you will basically saying that you will drive the posted speed limit, especially in school zones and residential areas. You won't drive mm-hmm. while distracted. Mm-hmm. You will yield to pedestrians and bicyclists and motorcyclists.
Michael, nope. Do you hear that?
Targets.
And you will make a complete stop at all stop signs and look before going.
Boo.
Oh.
I didn't know. We have Dragway 7th Street over here.
You know? We really do.
Apparently, there were 1,006 traffic crashes in the falls in 2023.
Really?
And there were 1,339 speeding tickets last year.
Surprised me. Actually, I thought there'd be more speeding tickets, honestly.
I actually, too. I was like, really? Okay, well.
Drivers between the ages of 16 and 19 are the most likely to be involved in an accident. And usually it's the result of texting at a red light. I won't say do this. I'll get caught.
texting at a red light?
Yes.
Causes accidents?
Because you don't watch.
Mm-hmm. Remember we got rear-ended from that kid who was texting?
Yeah, the one he time was driving stuff. Still, though. I mean, if you're stopped at a red light, how does that
happen? No, he was stopped. He was stopped behind us, and he thought the light turned green.
Oh, right.
Because he was sitting there, okay. He had his head down, and like a car next to him moved. He thought the light turned green, so he started going.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
And didn't look at the light, and then rear-ended us.
I see.
I was like, you chucklehead.
Son of a gun. Yep.
So some of the things you can do, you can participate in a Safe Driving Initiative Task Force Zoom meeting to learn updates.
No.
Display a Drive Slow, We Love Our Children and Pets yard sign in your yard. No. You can do a police ride-along to witness traffic enforcement Ooh. Firsthand.
Ooh, Mike.
Yes.
And also...
That's the sound of the police.
You can... riding along with the police in the... front seat, not the back seat, right?
Oh, damn it.
Oh, that's different for me. Okay. I get to sit in the front. That's cool. Yeah. Huh. I wonder if it's different.
And you're also able to get a decal or sticker to put in your rear window or on your windshield to encourage people to drive safely.
Very nice. Very nice.
I'll put the link on our website. But for the children, the fire and police departments are seeking student volunteers for this summer's Safety Town at the Natatorium.
Safety Town.
Oh, cool.
So there.
Never did it.
I remember doing it.
Never did it.
I think it's a cute idea for kids.
It's for children entering kindergarten.
Very nice.
And possibly people who are mentally entering kindergarten.
Michael.
Yes.
It takes place across Monday through Friday. Each week offering a morning and afternoon session, and it's free for children. Like I said, entering kindergarten, the kids even get a complimentary t-shirt on the first day. This is happening the weeks of June 3rd to 7th and June 10th to 14th. But to help run Safety Town, they're seeking teen volunteers for each of the sessions. So it's either the week of June 3rd or June 10th or both of them. Volunteers will get 30 community service hours per week of working.
Are we sure that is fantastic. Are the right people to use for Safety Town? Hello?
Hey, man, you could drift around this corner.
Skirt.
Was there an age range on those teens? Like,
I am
like
opening
16
up a packet right now, and I will tell you.
Oh, I'm just curious.
Hopefully it's like 18 and above.
27.
2017.
Yeah, that's about when the white matter is complete.
I thought this would be great for National Honor students that have to do the community hours for the
there you go.
Yeah, 30 hours. I mean, heck, done and done. I mean, I can't remember how many hours you have to volunteer for National Honor Society.
What was it, Gabe? What used to be Gabe did it, and so did Noah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
20.
I thought it was 20.
I can't remember. Shit.
Yeah, Kaylee did it, and I thought it was 20. I don't know. I don't remember, but this is a great opportunity for them.
It does not say on the application.
What a safety town.
It's where they
learn how to walk across the street.
Yes.
Ride your bike, walk across the street.
They learn about traffic stuff.
Oh, okay.
So they can cross streets safely by themselves. That can, you remember, I went through when I was a little kid. You
I don't remember. That? No, I was in Knoxville for my formative years. I don't think we had Safety Town.
That's the Tennessee. South. That's the South for you.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Knoxville.
According to the application, it'll be two volunteers assigned to a group of 6 to 8 children. Each day, they'll review the previous day's information, practice safety songs with the children, and coloring pages. And sit with the kids to listen to speakers like firefighters, police officers, etc. They'll tour the natatorium with a lifeguard, learn about riding a school bus, and actively participate with the children in a fire safety house.
Okay.
Well, that would actually be kind of fun to do for. Yeah. I always taught my kids to sing left. You look left, right. Left again, and you hold hands while you cross the street. I sung that song to my kids all the time, so they can use that.
Okay, yeah, that's the best ever.
Thanks.
They are looking for 15 to 18 qualified volunteers, and there's a large application. It needs to be signed by a teacher, and then it also needs to be, the application needs filled out and returned to the fire department by May 10th.
Okay.
Get out your dancing shoes, because senior line dancing classes at the Quirk Center, designed for all skill levels of people 55 and over, is happening.
This puts to bed the whole Quirk Senior Culture Center blah, blah, blah issue that a couple weeks ago. There. Yes.
There you go. Still
open to seniors.
Yeah. It is May 23rd from 1 to 3.
Can we address the fact that they are considering seniors 55 and older?
I mean, that's AARP, right?
I don't want, no. See, no. No.
Steve's a senior.
I am.
You need help crossing the street.
And Kathy, so are you.
No, Kathy, yeah.
Kathy, you're 55?
Nope. Yeah, she's 56.
I'm 58.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm already an AARP member.
Oh, do you use it?
No.
Are there good discounts?
No, I always forget I have it.
Do the early bird specials for seniors now.
Hey, we went to Elk Camps yesterday at like 3:30. So
we're prepping. We're ready. We're ready. Yeah.
I like to eat early.
Mm-hmm.
But you go to bed early.
I go to bed early.
You wake up early.
Yeah.
Space. This spring break, kids can embark on a spacefaring adventure and explore the world of Galileo at the Quirk Center. They'll learn about his life and discoveries, do space-themed crafts, and plus there will be out-of-this-world snacks.
I see what you did there.
This is happening Wednesday, March 27th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., and the cost is $5 per kid.
Nice.
It will be astronomical.
Oh, good one. That was good.
Finally, Monday, April 8th.
Monday.
Oh, yeah.
The apocalypse will be here.
Yes.
We'll have an eclipse. And before the eclipse is Eclipse Fest down on Front Street.
Really? They're having Eclipse Fest? Mm-hmm. I'm sure the mayor came up with this. Absolutely. So,
is anybody taking
off? I'll go.
What?
Anybody taking off that day?
I am.
Nope.
I'm working.
As far as I know, the library's closed for sure.
Yeah. I wasn't really worried about it. I was paying no attention to it. But what they said, like, we could get, if you're in the...
The totality.
The path of totality.
Which we are.
Yeah.
You can get, like, a 70% increase in population. Mm-hmm. So that's because they expect a lot of traffic.
They expect a lot of traffic. My boss said, told everyone that we should all work from home.
Yeah. Come take a nap. I'll take it off. I'm going to have a party. I'm thinking, well, maybe she's just a dog.
Yeah, it'd be interesting what kind of...
I plan on photographing. I'm going to buy a filter. I'm going to try to photograph it. See if I can.
Well, hopefully that we have a clear sky so you can get a good picture of it, because it will be cool. I mean, it's a cool thing, but there's also concern about internet speed being able to, you know, with so many people coming in, taking, you know, live videos of it, that kind of stuff. And I don't know. I don't know if this is a Y2K scare or not, but they were saying that we might have some outages that might affect our work.
Mm. It happens pretty late in the afternoon. If people could take a couple hours off.
Yeah, but it's traffic in and out that they're...
Yeah, for Cuyahoga Falls, the partial eclipse is supposed to happen at 1:59. Total eclipse begins at 3:14, becomes max at a minute later, and then ends at 3:17. And then the partial eclipse will be completely over around 4:30.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
And down on Front Street, they're closing it from Broad to Oakwood, and they're opening up the top level of the parking deck. No parking there, and it'll just be for people to view.
To gather.
Okay.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that's going to be cool.
If you plan on watching it, please go buy the proper eyewear.
Eye protection. Yeah. Don't stare at the eclipse like our old esteemed orange anus.
Don't stare into the giant light.
And just remember your elementary school classes. You can make your own eclipse viewer.
Yep. YouTube. YouTube is your friend.
Yeah.
Or just use welding goggles.
There you go.
That's what I'm gonna be doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
I'll be at work, so I'm just gonna pop out and throw them up real quick, and I'll be like, hey, cool, because I'm a nerd.
And then again, you know, there'll be music, crafts, food trucks, all that sort of thing down that day.
Be a good party.
Yep. Suzanne, you have some good news this week.
I do. What if I told you guys that you could get married at Rome, Aruba, Times Square, Maui for free?
I wouldn't believe you.
I know. Well, it's true. You can at the city hall. The mayor is, they have this green screen. I mean, it's a cool idea, but they have a green screen where the mayor can marry you, and you can have any kind of picture back there, and you can get some great pictures in wherever you want to be. And again, it's absolutely free. You're a Cuyahoga Falls resident. Probably. Do you want to go get married, remarried on the moon?
Let's do it on the moon.
Okay. Okay. Well, I didn't know what you meant by that, but okay.
we'll have double meaning there.
Yeah. It's like, where are you going with that? All right. So if you're interested in getting married or remarried in City Hall and using the green screen and get married anywhere, call Amber to schedule at 330-971-8200. And again, there is no charge, and you can bring any kind of props that you want to bring.
Bring the puppy dog. Bring the kitten.
Yeah. Yeah. That went over like a lead balloon, I guess, guys, right? Like, okay. Woo. All right. That was. Guys, calm your tits. It's going to be fine. All right. Calm your tits. All right.
What time is it, Suzanne?
Bard's arts. Oh my God, that was the best one yet. That was good. All right.
Keep the long form.
I'm gonna do high pitch next time. I'm gonna try high pitch.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right. Hold
you to it. Ironwood Vegan Bakery has joined forces with Oh So Sweet and is now selling their sweets alongside Oh So Sweet's confections.
That's pretty cool, being radically inclusive of those with dietary restrictions.
So there will be vegan and gluten-free options right alongside their delicious peanut butter bars.
Yum, yum, yum.
Where's Ironwood Vegan Bakery? Is that something
inside
new?
Inside Oh So Sweet now.
Well, yeah, it's okay. But is it a new bakery or has it been around? I have not heard of this place.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't either.
Huh, I like it.
And I only have a couple options for Bird's Arts today.
Oh, okay.
The new sequel to Tiki Underground's Tonga Tim's original cocktail book, No Beard or Bow Tie Required, will have its official release at Tiki Underground on March 14th. The new book, titled No Pants Required, has nearly 90 new original drinks, including varieties of honey, exotic juices, and even craft jams and jellies.
Nice.
Wow. I wonder if they're going to change their menu to incorporate some of that.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. They have a pretty huge cocktail menu.
Yeah, their cocktails are freaking awesome.
Yeah. Very cool.
Never been.
You need to go.
Oh, we should go. It's fun.
It's awesome.
It's an experience.
And the food's really good, too.
Yeah.
So we want to thank our listeners for joining us this week.
We have listeners?
Apparently, according to you.
I met one. Yeah.
We have at least one.
We've got one. Woo-hoo!
And they weren't afraid to admit it.
That was actually surprising to me. Yeah.
And I mean, the other day I saw Adam Miller said that he listened to us.
Really?
Wow. What? I'm sorry. What? He blocked. Wow.
Sorry, Adam.
He blocked me. I don't know.
He blocked us, that's so just, we can't see him.
Yeah.
That's a key block. Me
too. That's hard to believe.
He listens to us? Like,
hi, Adam.
To last week's, that last time's episode.
Ah, well, look at that. We're famous, everybody.
Yeah. See, showing it that we're inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Very good. We welcome all.
Yep.
Remember, we do want to hear your ideas for potential interviewees. We really need to start interviewing more people. I agree.
Yeah, probably.
You can shout those out to us on Facebook and also our email address.
FalseFreePress@gmail.com.
And of course, we're always looking for our submissions. Be sure to rate and review us. And simply, if you enjoyed what you heard, keep listening.
Yeah.
You know what I realized? We didn't go around and introduce ourselves at the intro. No, I didn't do howdy doodly doo.
You didn't. Oh, my gosh.
Well, we can do it now. We can cut it in.
That's okay. That's all right.
Howdy doodly doo. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are going to not listen now.
Howdy doodly doo.
Hey, yeah. That's for Hee-Haw. Somebody's talking about Hee-Haw at work this week. So, thank you, everyone. Sorry if it was a painful ride today.
Yeah. Woo!
Mar will make it sound good. He always does.
For now, somehow. We'll say goodbye. Hope you join us next time.
Bye.
Later,
alligator.
Bidely doodly doo. Bye.
Bidely doodly doo.
Who took a picture of all of us? Yeah.
FalseCast is a production of the False Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the False Free Press at falsefreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/falsefreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your call to false friends and family so they can listen as well.
Be-do-be-do. Strangers in the night. It's the whole music.